All right. Welcome back to the Accepted Student Podcast 2016. This is part number two, the second prong of the three-part Hamilton promise. And this is where you promise who you be, who you are. And I always kind of joke in info sessions, like, what does that really mean, right? It sounds very around the campfire, be who you are. But we really want to tie that to student life and being literally being who you are, the person that we admitted, you know, not looking at your transcript and your academics, but looking at the person, the community member. This is not a large college. This is a small campus community. So whoever we admit, whoever we choose to be a part of it, we do so for very specific reasons. We think that person's going to make this a better place. So what we're going to do very quickly to start is we're going to go around the room, introduce ourselves. And for this part, you're going to tell the audience a little bit about what you do on campus outside the classroom. We'll start with Brian.
So I'm Brian again for our part one friends. So on campus, I'm really involved with student media. I'm one of the editors of the newspaper, and I've been the chair of our campus media board. I'm also involved with a lot of tutoring programs on campus. I'm the head tutor at the ABC House, which is a house on campus that students from Clinton High School live in, and Hamilton students tutor there. I've also been the site coordinator of a Havoc program, which is our student-run volunteer organization called Study Buddies, where kids from Utica come on campus on Saturdays. I've also been an RA and an orientation leader.
Okay. Yeah, so I have a wide variety of things I've done on campus. There's really no clear line between what I do. But I've worked in the admissions office, the career center, and residential life for a while now. And I also played varsity soccer, was on the club equestrian team, and on campus, I've hosted a radio show and also co-hosted a TV show, which has been a lot of fun. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
So I do a lot of tutoring programs with Brian, actually, both on campus and off campus in the Utica community. And then I also am the head of a nonprofit here at Hamilton called Liberty North Korea. We're a rescue team that funds rescue missions of North Korean refugees. I've also been in orchestra, and I do a lot of psychology research, and I'm also a philosophy TA.
I'm Liam again. I previously have been a member of the Curling Club and a member of the executive board of Hamilton's philanthropy committee through Student Assembly. Aside from that, I also am a staff writer at The Spectator, the school newspaper that Brian is an editor at, and I am also a DJ at WHCL, our radio station.
And I'm Victoria. While I've been at Hamilton, I've mostly devoted my time to the environmental clubs on campus, and so I've been pretty much a part of them all at one point at Hamilton. And I was the president of Slow Food / Real Food Challenge last year and helped start up the Hamilton Food Alliance. I'm also the president / leader of the Recycling Task Force, which works with the physical plant on campus to increase recycling. And I've worked in admissions as well, and I'm a member of the co-op on campus, which is the communal residential option where we cook meals together, and it's very family-oriented.
And I should say that everybody was a tour guide, correct? Yeah, yes. Everybody here. Yes, everybody here was also an admission tour guide, and they're currently, obviously, admission interns. Whenever I record this part of the podcast in years past, I listen to you guys or students that pass, and I'm just like, oh, my God. I did not nearly do enough stuff. And it's kind of intimidating, but what I have to remember and what our listeners should remember is you didn't roll out of bed your first semester and didn't, you know, all of a sudden you have a 2-page long resume, right? These things kind of happen organically. So we'll start with Victoria. I want each one of us to take us to the very beginning, the very first moment that you got involved in your very first club.
Yeah, so I was actually a January admit at Hamilton, so congratulations to all you Jans who got accepted. And so I wasn't here the fall semester, freshman year, and my first experience coming to Hamilton, within the first week, during our orientation, we had a club fair. And during that club fair, I pretty much had no idea what I wanted to involve myself with while at Hamilton, so I pretty much wrote my name down for every single club that I thought was interesting. Which was a good idea at the time, bad because of how many emails I was getting. And my first experience, was with the environmental club I was actually president of. At the time, there was really only like 4 people in the club, which was really cool because I pretty much got a leadership role as soon as I came to Hamilton my freshman year and got to start working with them. and meeting with some of the faculty on campus. And so just kind of to all the Jans that might be listening to this, don't worry about coming through halfway through the year in terms of joining clubs and organizations. They actually want you to join. They want new blood. They want fresh faces to come in. And so they really are excited when the Jans come and are so eager to get you on board. I think, honestly, more so than probably in the fall.
I just want all of our listeners to know that was not a Jan plant. I did not, you know, plant Victoria Dare to say that. That's something that we tell our January admits who maybe aren't familiar with the program because it's true.
Yeah.
And Victoria is, you know, testament to that. And also, I love your story about the environmental club is also not a plant because we say, you know, admission officers say these things when we're out on the road or at high school visits or we're at info sessions where you could be a first-year student and a leader in a club. And I'm sure a lot of kids say, okay, but that story, you know, there were like four or five kids in it and all of a sudden you thought you were signing up for something and like that you get a chance to be a leader. Part of that's the size of the school, but also part of that's the Hamilton community and the comfort with people, you know, allowing our younger students to lead. So those of you listening that you want to jump in, you know, head first, the opportunity will be there. All right, who else? Who remembers their first year? Go ahead, Cassie.
So, like Victoria, I remember walking around the student activities fair and being completely overwhelmed. You've got, like, our outing club climbing across the beams of the annex, which was insane to begin with. And there are so many clubs and I also signed up for just about everything I thought was interesting and received a crazy number of emails, but it was a good call. The first club I really interacted with was our equestrian team, and it was a little intimidating. I haven't ridden horses since I was six, which has been a while, and just kind of did it on a whim. And the first thing we did was, quote, tryouts, and that seemed so intimidating. I was like, I don't know if I could even get on a horse right now. But I showed up, the older girls who ran it were great. They gave us rides to the barn. They talked us through, they introduced us to the coach, the horses, they really helped us get ready. And tryouts again seemed intimidating at the time, but it was really just a placement. So there are like different levels in which the shows happen. So you could be a beginner, intermediate or expert level. And it was just determining which fit you were. So it wasn't intimidating at all. And one of my best friends on campus actually had never ridden a horse. And we met each other at tryouts for the equestrian team. And she joined as well after, never having ridden before. So definitely try new things. Try things maybe you did in the past and don't necessarily remember how to do, but want to get back into it. And you're going to meet some great people along the way.
Okay, that's crazy. I was going to ask you if there are any other people who have, I mean, not riding since you're six is pretty much like never riding. So I was going to say, there are other people there, but I guess there were. That's an extreme example of putting yourself out there, but it's a good one because there's everything in between there, right? You know, I always use the example of joining the, you know, the outing club, but just once a fall going for a hike, right? That's an extreme way to get involved. But again, you know, were those people, here's my question for you. Were those people open to beginners?
Yeah, definitely. They were really helpful in the entire process. Like they walked you through how to groom the horses, how to get them ready. So everything from, you know, like the upperclassmen who were more experienced, they just really wanted to become your friends. And help you in the club, but also, like, I remember going to them a lot, freshman and sophomore year, being like, I want to take this class, but I don't know which professor I want to take it with. What's this professor's style? So, like, they help you in the club experience, but they help you a lot, too, like, just on campus and figuring everything out.
You guys are literally helping my info sessions just come to life right now. Because we say to the audience, you know, even if you have no experience in an area, you can join the club. You're not going to be judged. It's kind of like an open environment, an accepting environment. Your example is great, you know. They very could have easily, I mean, some of these riders have been doing it forever and they take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. They could have very easily just rolled their eyes and be like, this is for experienced riders, you know. And they didn't, you know. So who else? Anyone else?
Yeah, I think that the kind of all of the sentiments that people are describing are ones that I felt as well. So I kind of that overwhelming sense of walking around at the club fair seems like a pretty common, but also in retrospect, really unnecessary feeling. I kind of went through the same process, and one specific example I remember is signing up for the Spectator, the newspaper's email listserv, and then kind of just sitting there for about a month and letting the emails come in of write this article, we'd love for you to write this article, come to this meeting, and kind of being a little too nervous to actually take the plunge. Eventually I did. and could not have been treated better by the upperclassmen at the time, who really were so excited that there were new people who wanted to join the organization and were really helpful in terms of helping helping my writing and helping me kind of get accustomed to the organization.
Angela?
Yeah, I remember first hearing about Liberty North Korea's end of my freshman year, and I just remember thinking, wow, that's such an amazing way that you get to save someone's life and defend human rights on a very personal level. But it was just a brand new organization on campus. It was just starting out. So throughout the next year, I was able to sort of fall into this leadership position and really work on my own personal leadership skills and really become passionate about a cause. And I think that's something that is a common denominator in a lot of Hamilton students, is that they're really passionate about something. And it's so easy to start an organization at Hamilton and become an active influence in the world and in the larger community, whether that's environmental issues or educational issues or human rights. Hamilton students are making a difference all across the world, and it's really, really awesome to see.
All those things are amazing anecdotes. One of the things that I kind of come back to with student life, which we can never run away from because we're a small school and we're in a kind of rural suburban area, and I'm hoping that you applied to Hamilton and you're interested in Hamilton. You've maybe gotten this answer already, but it's worth at least touching upon with real live students, and that's what is there to do, right? That's the one that you guys get when you're interviewing students, and we get in info sessions and college fairs. And you know, obviously when your school's in a big metropolitan area, you never get that question because it's, you know, big metropolitan area. But my kind of counter to that to students is this is our own little city, right? This is our own little cultural hub. And Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, heck, I'm sure this afternoon, and we're recording this on a Tuesday, there's stuff that's going on that's unique to this campus that not only is great for our students, but, I mean, the greater Central New York area takes advantage of the cultural offerings in Hamilton. That's how great it is. So if you guys could just go through and provide some examples of you experiencing that, you know, I think that would be super helpful for our listeners.
One of my favorite events that we have pretty regularly are what we call acoustic coffee houses. So those are run through CAB, our Campus Activities Board, which brings a lot of movies and comedians and different kind of themed parties to campus. But my favorite are these acoustic coffee houses. So they're in the events barn, which if you took the tour and you remember, it's this really beautiful, big open space on campus. And they'll bring in an acoustic act. People will sit around, and it'll be on a Thursday night, and we'll bring in coffee and tea from Cafe Opus, and there'll be cookies there. And people really just kind of sit around enjoying the show or talking to each other, maybe doing some homework in the back of the room. It's this sort of place where people can really come together and experience something that's pretty cool, and some pretty cool music acts in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, no, Victoria, go ahead.
One thing that's actually I've started doing very recently, and it's something that I wish I had done earlier, was I formed a philosophy team for trivia night, and I actually got it with one of we're trying to get as many faculty members from the philosophy department to come, but so far it's been the past 5 weeks we've gone. And it's been a professor and just a couple of us majors, and we go, it's Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, we hang out, it's in the pub, so once you turn of age, you can just hang out with your professors and get drinks with them, but it's open to everyone, it's every Tuesday, so it's a really nice thing to have during the week on a weeknight when you want a break from studying, want a break from doing work, and just hang out with friends and professors, and I only just formed this team, and I wish that I had done that a while ago, because it's really fun.
Is it Tuesdays?
Tuesday
night. Yeah, Tuesday, which is a great night, because sometimes Tuesday's the night that, you know, full day of work Monday, full day of work Tuesday, you want something that's just a little bit of a stress relief, and you know, obviously there's plenty of to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And this is a quick plug related to trivia. If you're listening to this prior to April 18th and you are planning to come to Accepted Student Open House Sunday night, if you're in town, we will be hosting, actually in the events barn, the facility that Brian talked about, some Hamilton trivia. And there'll be admitted students. Maybe these guys will be there. I will be, God willing, I'll be hosting. We have a lot of fun. We have some Hamilton swag you can win. So, all right, but who else? What else? So, yeah, Cassie.
One of the coolest things, I think, about going to a small school like Hamilton is that when there are different academic lectures on campus, anybody can go to them, which is really awesome. So I have never taken a science class at Hamilton, but I've gone to a couple of the science lectures and just felt completely welcome, you know, tagged on along with some friends and have really enjoyed that. I think I went to a slow food one last year and just really loved those talks. But additionally, like, you do get a lot of awesome great lecturers. Like, this past fall, we had two former ambassadors who talked a little bit about the Iran deal, which was really cool. They were involved in kind of the background mm-hmm. scenes of putting it together and making sure it was something that could be functioning in the future. So that was really cool to hear. Additionally, we also had a Russian political scientist who has a lot of political ties in Russia here. And he talked to one of my classes, but he also participated in a panel with those two ambassadors. So hearing everything and being able to sit down and watch that all, they had three different events throughout the weekend. And I know friends who were English majors who tagged along, creative writing majors who tagged along to talk and ask some questions. And it's a really great way to become informed on things you're passionate about, but maybe you've never taken a class on.
One more.
One of my other favorite things to do on campus mm-hmm. is to go to the Student Performing Art Club's coffee houses that take place usually on Saturday afternoons or evenings throughout the semester. There are usually probably two or three of them every semester. I'm not the most musically oriented person, but some of the guys that I live with love playing music all the time and routinely get involved with Student Performing Arts Club and play at these shows. So I've really enjoyed going there and not only watching my friends play music, but also seeing all the other extremely talented people on campus playing and really enjoying themselves, because it's a sort of great venue to show off to people what you're doing, what you can do, things you might be interested in doing. So
it's sort of unfair to give this part of the Hamilton experience a couple minutes, because you can go on forever about it. You know, between varsity athletics to performances to our great name speakers. I mean, just all these amazing things, you know, from your buddy playing on a Thursday night to a, you know, nationally known, worldwide known performer. What my challenge, I usually say, like, if I'm at a high school visit and somebody brings this topic up, I'll actually bring up the campus calendar from that day. Like, just that day, not a special day, not a Saturday, and just show them, like, how many club meetings, how many performances, how many lectures or trivia night or all these things are going on that day. And that kind of nails it home, because you're like, okay, if this is just a random Wednesday in the middle of, you know, the September, then, you know, obviously this speaks well to the campus. So I challenge the listeners to do that. Whenever you're listening to this, check out the campus calendar that day, and you'll just see all the great things going on. Any final thoughts?
We haven't even touched on all of the things that you can do off campus.
Yes. Oh, my God, yeah.
Going into Utica and exploring all the culture in there and volunteering in a lot of different places.
Yeah, the Adirondacks, mm-hmm. You know, both, you know, the physical space plus the cultural, you know, history mm-hmm. of Utica, you know, getting out to a gigantic mall that we have 45 is all the suburban needs you'd ever have, you know, those sort of things. So we really encourage you to take this little, you know, 15 to 20 minute micropod and kind of launch it into, you know, all the things that are going on campus. So that concludes part two, the second prong of the Hamilton Promise. We promise that you'll be who you are and you'll come to this campus community and you'll change and grow in wonderful ways, but ultimately you'll be able to be that person that we admitted. If you'd like to listen to part three coming up, we will kind of unfold we promise you'll find your future, and you can also listen to part one, and we promise that you'll study what you love.